You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and on to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ocho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can catch the live show every day on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, the Blogging the Boys Facebook live feed. You can always catch the rewatch at bloggingtheboys.com. And you can always subscribe to the podcast feed. Make sure you subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. We operate, obviously, in partnership with SB Nation and Vox Media. Got tons of shows on there for you. Different shows, different personalities from Blogging the Boys. In fact, today on Thursday, we have a brand new episode of the 750 with me and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. So make sure you subscribe to the feed to get that episode. It is Thursday. It's October 11th, 2018. We didn't get to Ocho Live yesterday or last Thursday, so things have been a little bit fluky around here the last week. As it is a Thursday, we will bring the Tree of Life out today for our weekly NFL picks. But there's a lot to get to before that. Let's just kind of start. Let's kick the can around. A few, you know, things have been circling the Cowboys. This has been the week to talk. You think about it, Jerry and Stephen Jones this week both have addressed Jason Garrett's decision to punt on 4th-and-1 in Houston on the 42-yard line in overtime, etc. That's been talked about. Alan Hearns made waves yesterday. We talked about this on ESPN San Antonio's The Blitz. We asked Michael Irvin about it. You know, look, I'm just going to say, and we talked about this on the 750 as well, you'll hear it there. This is the beginning. This is the beginning, it feels like. We've seen this movie before with a lot of different teams, a lot of different head coaches, at many different levels, not just of football, but of sports. When you start to get people talking from the inside, the way that Alan Hearns did, Alan Hearns telling ESPN's Jacina Anderson that the play call on Dak Prescott's second interception in Houston, the one that Deontay Thompson tipped the ball on, that it was the worst type of play call you could have against the coverage that Houston was showing. Alan Hearns has doubled down on those comments to his, defense. Alan Hearns certainly not shying away from what he said. He told the local media today on Thursday how he gave Dak Prescott a heads up that he was going to be doing this, etc. So Alan Hearns is a high character guy, a quiet guy. For this to happen, for this to come from him, was very weird. But the talking did not stop there. And this hasn't really been made too big of a deal quite yet. We wrote about it over at bloggingtheboys.com. You can check it out for yourself. We'll talk about it right now. The MMQB's Albert Breer wrote about something that was said from an anonymous cowboy. And anytime you get the word anonymous in there, it sounds really interesting. But Albert Breer wrote about how he mentioned Scott Linehan in his write-up and how obviously, he's been the target of a lot of discussions. We've talked a lot about Scott Linehan. But according to one anonymous Dallas Cowboys player, if you're watching Ocho Live, you can see this now. When he was asked about whether Scott Linehan has lost the room, the player texted, "Not yet, but he better tighten up." So, and that's Titan, T-I-G-H-T-E-N, not Titan, as in remember the Titans, because I think that the Tennessee Titans actually say tighten up as a mantra, so don't get confused there. But the point is that Scott Linehan is apparently on the verge of losing the room, so to speak. Albert Breer did have a conversation with Stephen Jones that he wrote about as well, where he asked if Garrett and his staff were coaching for their job. Stephen Jones said no. He said, "I think we're all coaching to win football games. We're all managing to win football games. We're all playing to win football games. We're not worried about jobs right now." Just kind of a general answer, nothing really deep. Albert Breer did have a line at the end that is going to excite, I think, a lot of Cowboys fans. When we've talked about how there could be a coaching change after this season, many people have thrown this name out as somebody they would like to see become the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. From Albert Breer's write-up at the MMQB, As we said earlier, it's a tough time to be considered old school, which is how Linehan is seen, given the Doug Peterson and Sean McVay's of the league. It's also probably part of why there's been buzz in the league circles, indicating that the Joneses may eventually set their sights on Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley, who is, by the way, a native of West Texas. Many people, you probably know somebody who has petitioned for Oklahoma Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Coach Riley is in his second year coaching the Sooners. Obviously very impressive what he did last year, getting all the way to the playoff with Baker Mayfield. Certainly off to an impressive start this season before losing the Red River Shootout against the Texas Longhorns last week. But Lincoln Riley is a name that people are going to toss out. People are going to throw that name out. If you want to know other names that people are going to throw out, looking at other potential head coaches, Sean Payton is a guy that people have always connected to the Cowboys. That's a name that people will be throwing out. And in terms of other names to watch, I think maybe a sneaky one, not sneaky, but John DeFilippo, the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator, as well as Matt LaFleur, the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator. Those are regarded as the next guys to sort of get some gigs in the NFL. But people are talking, and people are talking because they're losing confidence. In fact, according to SB Nation's fan pulse tool that we use all the time at bloggingtheboys.com and here on Ocho Live, the Dallas Cowboys have the second lowest confidence in terms of their fans. Cowboys fans have the second lowest confidence among all 32 NFL teams. That's not good. If you have a quarterback who is in his third year, like Dak Prescott is, if you have a star running back who's in his third year, like Ezekiel Elliott is, if you have so many players under the age of 30, like the Dallas Cowboys do, your confidence in the future should be sky high, because you should believe that what the collection of talent is going to yield something special. And that's just not the case with the Dallas Cowboys. Things feel kind of murky right now. And to be honest, these are rough times. These are rocky waters. These are interesting scenarios that the current Dallas Cowboys find themselves in. So SB Nation also used Fan Pulse to ask Cowboys fans who they place this blame on. Who do you believe is at fault? We'll take your answers on Ocho Live here on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, and the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed. Your answers are Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones, or Dak Prescott. Who do you believe is most at fault for what we're seeing here in terms of the lack of confidence going on among all Cowboys fans? Because Scott Linehan is an answer, but for the purposes of the exercise, we whittled it down to Jason, and Dak Prescott. And surprisingly, I say surprisingly because I thought Jerry Jones was going to win this hands down, Jason Garrett got 56% of the vote in terms of who Cowboys fans blame for this season's struggles. And I thought the point was made very well by Bob Sturm from The Ticket and from The Athletic on Twitter at Sports Sturm, that if you're blaming Jason Garrett, you have to blame Jerry Jones to 100 times more of a degree, because Jerry Jones is the person that chooses to employ Jason Garrett. Jerry Jones is the person who has kept Jason Garrett around. Jerry Jones is the person who is the general manager of this team, who has built this team, who has surrounded Dak Prescott and whoever you want to call it with all these other cast of characters. So I think that the complete and total majority of the responsibility has to fall on Jerry Jones' shoulders. I understand why people want to vote Jason Garrett, and I certainly understand why people want to vote Dak Prescott. But for me, my vote would land on Jerry Jones, just simply because it's kind of like, he's the head guy. He's the man in charge. That's the person who has to answer when things don't go according to plan. And that's what is happening with the Dallas Cowboys. Things are not going according to plan. Jose D. Looney on BTB's Facebook Live feed says, whoever hired Kellen Moore to be Dak's coach would be the first to blame. You know, it's funny. I wrote something at the tail end of the preseason. You might remember it. About how Kellen Moore did not look good as the Cowboys quarterback's coach. I got ripped for this. I got destroyed for dogging on Kellen Moore. We're about 2 months later and things have hardly improved there. And you think about it, I mean, you could find a lot of microcosms for the Dallas Cowboys and for their philosophy. But the fact that they just plucked somebody who used to be Dak Prescott's backup to be his quarterback's coach was a very skeptical decision from the jump, and the fact that it hasn't yielded some serious success is definitely a concerning thing. But for me, the primary majority of the responsibility still falls on Jerry Jones's shoulders. But that's enough about the Cowboys. Again, it is Thursday. We got to get to our Week 6 picks. And since we're doing picks, since it is Thursday, since we're picking NFL games, that means we have to bring in the one, the only, the Tree of Life. That's right, the Tree of Life, people. The Tree of Life is very simple. If your NFL team is still on it, it means that you have life remaining in the given NFL season. Many people are going to say that I should take the Cowboys off. That's kind of mean, so let's not say that. Let's get started with Thursday Night Football. We tweeted a poll out at Blog of the Boys' Twitter feed, who you want to win tonight, the New York Giants or the Philadelphia Eagles. I think as Cowboys fans, if you're looking at this through the lens of wanting the best case scenario for the 2018 Dallas Cowboys, you want this team to do well, to win the division, to go to the playoffs, etc. I know that you're all going to say playoffs, there's no way, etc. Well, the point is you should be rooting for the Giants if that's your goal. I do think the Eagles will win. My pick is the Eagles to win, but you should be rooting for the Giants if that's your MO. Let's move on to Sunday's games. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals. Sneaky good game on Sunday. Taking the Bengals. The Bengals are hot. The Bengals are really hot. The Bengals are looking good. Andy Dalton's looking good. He's my fantasy quarterback. I will take the Bengals, and I will sleep well about it. Let's move on to the other NFC East team, the Washington Redskins and Carolina Panthers. By the way, I find this really unfair, I guess is the best way to word it. The New York Giants, after tonight, will have already played two division games, as they played one against the Cowboys, and tonight, obviously, host the Philadelphia Eagles. Tonight is the Eagles' first division game, because they play the Giants. The Cowboys obviously played the Giants, so they've played a division game. So after tonight, everybody in the division will have played an NFC East game, except for the Washington Redskins. In fact, the Giants have played two. How is it that the Giants have already had to play two games in their division, which are so important, and the Redskins have not had to even play one? I think that's really unfair. I think there's a way to make this more fair when it comes to NFL scheduling. Whatever, I'll take the Panthers. I just wanted to go on that little bit of a rant. Let's move on. A Super Bowl III rematch. One of the most important games in NFL history. We have the New York Jets and the Indianapolis Colts. I know the Colts, Colts haven't looked great this year. Neither are the Jets. I'm going to take the Colts. I like Frank Reich. I like what they got going on. I will take the Colts, and I feel really good about it. Let's move on. This game is going to be very not good. This is going to be a massacre of sorts. The Minnesota Vikings helped us out last week by beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Shout out to the one, the only, the Dan Bailey of all. And they play the Arizona Cardinals this week. Josh Rosen, good luck, man. Good luck taking the Vikings. It's going to be bad. Let's move on. Let's talk about the Chicago Bears coming off that bye. Mitchell Trubisky coming off throwing 4,000 touchdowns. Khalil Mack coming off 10,000 sacks. Playing the Dolphins, who just can't figure out how to be a good football team. You know, I have to imagine that if the things we talk about every day, if the things we write about at bloggingtheboys.com, if the things that consumed our lives, if they were all pertaining to the Miami Dolphins, it would be a whole hell of a lot more toxic than it already is. The Dolphins are kind of a trashed organization. I'll take the Bears, and I'll feel really good about that one. Let's move on to the Baltimore Ravens and Tennessee Titans. The Titans are so weird. The Titans are really weird. It's uncomfortable how weird the Titans are. I'm going to take the Ravens. I really don't have a lot of thoughts on this. I just like the Ravens more. That's really what it comes down to. The Houston Texans, the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. All right, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Nick Holden, I see you on YouTube Live with the bear emoji. Good job on you. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen when it comes to this game. All right, if you think that this was a long week, all right, this was a long week. It's not even over. This has been a long week because the Dallas Cowboys lost in overtime on the road against the Houston Texans after they failed to go for it on 4th-and-1. They punted, you all know, etc. As my good friend from Brownsville, Texas, the 956 Homer Hanna High School Golden Eagles, all right, Michael Pena says it on BTB's Facebook Live feed. He says, Bills win, LOL. That's exactly what's going to happen, baby. The Bills are going to win this game, and we are going to feel even worse about ourselves. I guarantee you the Bills are going to manhandle the Texans. That's just the way this goes. All right, the Bills are going to just truck the Texans, and we're going to be sitting at home, and we're going to be saying, how on earth did the Dallas Cowboys lose to this team when the Buffalo Bills just danced all over them? That's what's going to happen. That's the one I feel the most confident about because it has to do with the Cowboys. It's just the way life goes, man. It's just the way life goes. Let's move on. This game's kind of weird. This is a gross helmet matchup, if I'm being honest with myself. The Los Angeles Chargers, the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to take the Chargers. I like Baker Mayfield. I like what they got going on there. Not a big Hugh Jackson guy, but I like Baker Mayfield. I think the Chargers, though, still get it done. Poor Atlanta Falcons. Everybody's hurt on the Falcons. Everything's falling apart. They're 1-4. Jameis Winston's coming back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think that's enough. I think the Bucs are about to fold. I think they're maybe about to fold harder than the Cowboys, which is saying something. I'll take the Falcons. This is a good get-right game for the Atlanta Falcons getting the Bucs. Let's move on. I just read, before we went on Ocho Live here today on Thursday, that it's supposed to snow in this game. All right, it is supposed to snow in Denver this Sunday when the Los Angeles Rams visit the Broncos. That's kind of crazy. And you know what else is crazy? Everybody is rightfully destroying the New York Giants for taking Saquon Barkley over Sam Darnold. That was a mistake. The Giants deserve to be chastised for that. Totally agree. But the Denver Broncos also passed on drafting Josh Rosen. And I'm not saying that I don't like, Bradley Chubb. I mean, he's fantastic. He's an incredible pass rusher. Obviously, opposite Von Miller, that's a really impressive thing. But nobody wants to just give the Broncos the same grief that they'll give the Giants, because the Broncos also passed on a franchise quarterback. All right? The Giants chose Saquon Barkley, Eli Manning, ultimately, over Sam Darnold. And the Broncos chose Case Keenum over Josh Rosen. I'll take the Rams. It's not going to be close, but it is going to be really weird to see some snow in technically mid-October. That's just a weird thing. It shouldn't happen. It doesn't feel right. Before we get to the Cowboys game and the primetime games, the Oakland Raiders and the Seattle Seahawks, John Gruden is a mess. The John Gruden thing, the mess that John Gruden is now is no longer really fun. It's actually just sad. Is really how I feel about it. I'll take the Seahawks, and that's that. The Sunday night game, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. The New England Patriots, the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the lone unbeaten teams in the NFL, the Rams being the other one. Look, the Chiefs are awesome, man. The Chiefs are really good. Pat Mahomes is awesome. Kareem Hunt is awesome. Tyreek Hill is awesome. Travis Kelce is awesome. Andy Reid is awesome. They are not the New England Patriots. I'm never going to take anybody over the New England Patriots. I will take the Patriots, and that's the one I feel the safest about. Monday Night Football is going to be gross. Monday Night Football had the chance to be really good if Jimmy Garoppolo hadn't gotten hurt, but now we'll get CJ Beathard against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. I'll take the Packers. Whatever. Finally, the last game we have to pick this week, the Jacksonville Jaguars visiting the Dallas Cowboys. I tweeted this a little while ago. If you want to go check it out, head to my Twitter feed. I'm at RJ Ochoa. It'll also be up on bloggingtheboys.com probably later on Thursday evening. Jalen Ramsey today was asked about Dak Prescott. He was asked if he was similar to Marcus Mariota, who obviously Jalen Ramsey knows well, playing in the AFC South against Mariota. He said he wouldn't compare the two. He said they really didn't find them to be comparable or comparable. And he said, that was his opportunity to trash Dak. And we know that this is Jalen Ramsey. He certainly is not shy when it comes to his thoughts on players across the National Football League. He said he thinks Dak's good. He said he thinks he makes good plays. And he said he thinks he extends plays. He also said he thinks that Dak Prescott does a lot of good things for the Cowboys offense. Those are his exact words. It was really shocking. My Twitter mentions all felt the same way. But nevertheless, I will take the Jaguars. Tony Casillas and I talked about this on the 750. Blake Bortles has thrown a lot of interceptions this season. I'll give you a sneak peek at one of my bold predictions this week for bloggingtheboys.com. I don't think the Cowboys get a single one. I don't think the Cowboys defense picks off Blake Bortles even once. And I think the Jaguars win. And if you thought this week was long after the Bills trounced the Texans and the Jaguars beat the Cowboys, next week is going to be longer. So that about does it for Thursday's episode of Ocho Live. I hope you had a great time. I know that I did. There was flash photography allowed if you wanted to do it. If you didn't take the opportunity, you have about 20 seconds to do so. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time for another edition of the show. You can watch us live on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, or the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed. You can always catch the rewatch at bloggingtheboys.com, where you should be anyway for the best Dallas Cowboys coverage on the internet. You can also listen to the podcast version of the show, as well as the 750, Bruising the Boys, and Talking the Star with all sorts of personalities from Blogging the Boys. Make sure to subscribe on all Apple and Android devices. Until we see you tomorrow, make sure you have the absolute best Thursday night of your life. Go Giants, unfortunately, and have the absolute best Friday morning of your lives. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation. And I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas? Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on?
Hold on.
No. You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower.